This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
brain junk. I often wonder how much junk is stored in my brain cells. You know, I can sing every word of the Beverly Hillbillies television theme song. Most people weren't even born when that show was on the air. But me, I remember every word. Let me tell you about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. Then one day while shooting at some food, up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said California is the place you ought to be, so they loaded up the truck and moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools and movie stars. Well, you get the idea. But why do I remember that song? And then walk into a room and forget why. Why did I come in here? What was I looking for? Don't ask me my license plate number unless I'm standing right behind my car. I've only seen it 1,000 times, yet it never sticks. Why? Maybe because the brain cells needed to store it are jammed with dialogue from Planet of the Apes, my favorite movie. Now, if you ask me what Taylor, played by Charlton Heston, said to head Sibian Dr. Zaius when they found a crying human baby doll while they were both holed up in a cave, no problem. Because Taylor yelled, "Would an ape make a human doll that cries, Doctor?" And then he angrily throws the doll at Zaius, and Zaius jumps. I not only know the dialogue, but I can see the scene vividly in my mind. Which probably takes up even more storage. I'd like to remember certain family members' phone numbers without relying on my iPhone, but sadly, my brain cells can't seem to store phone numbers, dates, all kinds of numbers. With one exception, I remember November 10th, because that's the birthday of British actor Richard Burton, the same as Jaws actor Roy Scheider, theologian Martin Luther, mass murderer Charles Manson, and my own sweet mother. All Scorpios, by the way, which I remembered too. I've panicked looking for my glasses, only to find them on the top of my head. I left the car running as I was looking for the keys to lock it. And names? Forget about it. It's a shame we can't buy memory the way we do for our laptops. Did you know that President James Garfield could write in Latin and Greek with both hands simultaneously? Now, why do I know that? And yet I recently forgot the password to my work computer because I've been working from home for the past year. I meant to write it down, but I forgot. I thought I'd remember. Besides, the space required to remember my password is currently storing all the memory I need to impersonate a cat sneezing. Yes, I observed a cat sneezing and was so taken by it, I instantly committed it to memory. Hey, say, if you've never seen a cat sneezing, and you see my version, hey, you'll never have to see an actual cat do it, because mine is spot on. I kid about memory. I kid about my memory, because like a lot of people's memories, mine is selective. I know Edgar Allan Poe's famous poem, The Raven, by heart. In fact, I've memorized 6 Poe stories word for word. People say, how do you remember all that? And I say, by not remembering a lot of other things. You know, I kid about brain junk. I do believe it behooves us to pay attention and remember the important stuff. Maybe it's more about savoring the moment that leads to an indelible memory. If you just stop to smell the roses, you experience their sweetness and brilliant colors. Engagement enriches you, changes you. It's more than memory that's at stake. As the poet David White often says, we are always at the junction of who we are and what we are becoming. Now that's worth remembering, if you have the room.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. Find out more by visiting wlvr.org/take5. This is WLVR.